I want to share with you an amazing story I just read that Rav Elimelech Biderman said over. This story took place over a few years. It just ended this past Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Tav Shin Pei. There was a divorced lady in Bnei Brak that rented an apartment. She was a young divorced lady with a few children, and you know, Parnassa was very tight. And she was renting this apartment. The owner of the apartment, the real owner, was an elderly almana. Her son-in-law took care of the apartment for her, managed the apartment. That happens to be, it says in the story, the name of the elderly almana, but I'm not so comfortable to say over the name. So the son-in-law was taking care of it, and at that time, the divorced lady, the renter, was paying 3,000 shekel. Now, without going into exactly how much it changes, it fluctuates, the shekel for a dollar, but saying pay 3,000 shekel, that's definitely under $1,000 a month rent, no matter where the shekel's holding. Anyways, meanwhile, the rent was the standard rent, and the whole shuk was going, the marketplace was going up. And it came that, you know, with $5,000 a month, $5,000 shekel a month it should be. And she was still paying this divorced lady 3,000 shekel a month. So the son-in-law was like telling her, okay, we have to go up on the rent. The son-in-law was telling this to the divorced lady, the renter. And she was begging, I can't, I really can't afford it. So, you know, listen, I'm not the boss. I'm only a manager for my mother-in-law. So I'm going to go to her and ask her. He went to his mother-in-law. And the mother-in-law said, no, we have to have rachmanis on this lady, and I don't want you to raise it. That's it, 3,000. And meanwhile, this went on 1 year, 2 years, came back a few times. Really, the prices are going up. She said, no, we have to have rachmanis on this lady. We have to keep it at 3,000 shekel. And meanwhile, let's say a window would break, something would break, and, you know, some guy, whether it's the humming and the heating, or whether it's air conditioning, things break. And the son-in-law would speak to his mother-in-law, and she was like, no, the lady can't afford it. We're going to pay everything like a regular renter and leave it at 3,000 shekel. The last couple years, the son-in-law told this divorced lady, he said, I'm telling you, daven for arichas yomim for my mother-in-law. Because the second that she passes on to the next world, he said, her sons are going to take over the bialis of this apartment, and they're not going to be mevatar like her. I'm telling you, they're really going to raise this rent way back up like how it's supposed to be. It's just daven for her. He told this to her a number of times the last couple of years. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Tav Shin Pei. This last Erev Rosh Hashanah, the divorced lady told the son-in-law, the manager, she said, Baruch Hashem, I have a besura taiva. She said, I became a kala, and I'm getting married in Mirtz Hashem, and my future husband has a dira, an apartment, and I'm moving out to his apartment with my children. And now, you know, it's gevaldik, Baruch Hashem, I'm moving out, he's taking care of everything now, and you could go rent it out for whatever price. And on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Tav Shin Pei, suddenly the elderly almana was nifteris. So the point of the story Rabbi Melech Bidim is bringing out, that we don't know when we're doing a chesed, that it could be that chesed is keeping us alive. Could be the chesed we're doing. It could be this elderly almana was just alive as long as she was needed to be able to do this unbelievable chesed and be mefarnes b'derech kavod, this grusha living in the apartment. And if you, I want to just bring out to you a couple months ago. Those of you that remember, maybe not everybody heard, just to very bekitzer, I said over, we find this amazing thing in Daniel and Perek Dalet, with Nebuchadnezzar. The Nebuchadnezzar had a whole dream, without going into the whole dream now, but it was Daniel interpreted the dream for him, that he's going to lose his melucha, and his heart is going to turn into the heart of an animal. He's going to lose his mind and think he's an animal. So Daniel told him, but you have a chance to push off the gzeirah. You could push it off through redeeming it, through giving tzedakah. And it says that he went ahead and he gave tzedakah, and it worked for 11 months. He kept on his melucha. And then all of a sudden, after 11 months, he lost his mind and lost the melucha for 11 years. But Al-Koponim, Rashi over there, and Daniel Perek Dalet brings a Medrash Tanchuma that says, why did he lose it after 11 months? Because after 11 months, he's one day he heard all this noise outside his palace, and he asked his servants, what's going on? They said, oh, old Ani Yisrael, they come every day. They gave their time and they get tzedakah. And he said, what? I need the money for myself. And they're making such a racket. He said, stop it right now. On that very day, the Medrash Tanchuma says he lost his mind. On that very day. On that very day. We see something incredible. A person said, listen, I did a Merit Mitzvah, and a Merit Chos. I lowered the rent. I kept the rent low for 1 year, for 2 years. Yes, but she needed that Chos as long as it was staying, as long as it was necessary for the person that Chesed was being done. You need the Chesed constantly. That kept on giving her another year to live, another year to live. As soon as it was not Negeya anymore, that Chesed wasn't Negeya, then you lost that Chos to live. Same thing over here. Nebuchadnezzar, on the very day that he stopped, he lost his mind. We should learn from this that we should never say, well, I did chesed yesterday, I did chesed last year, I did chesed last week, I did so much chesed then. But we need constant chesed that Hashem should give us constant life.